Radio Beethoven presenta Puro Jazz, con la conducción y producción de Roberto Barahona.
Tengan ustedes muy buenas noches. Sean bienvenidas, bienvenidos a esta sesión de Puro Jazz. Sheila Jordan ha declarado en numerosas ocasiones que si no fuera por el jazz, hoy no estaría viva. Por lo que no es de extrañar que actuara sin miedo durante la pandemia, incluidos numerosos conciertos en el Club Smalls, Emmett's Place y Maureen's Cellar. Este álbum fue grabado en octubre de 2021, cuando se consideraba peligroso reunirse. El álbum capta el estilo singular de Jordan. Brillando constantemente en el álbum están el pianista Alan Broadbent y el bajista Harvey S., quienes apoyan e inspiran a Sheila, quien con 92 años de edad suena como si tuviera la mitad de su edad. Sheila Jordan, Live at Mesro, New York, 2021.
Abby Lincoln's Bird Alone. Bird alone, flying high, flying through a clouded sky, sending soulful, mournful sounds, flying over troubled grounds. Bird alone, with no mate, turning corners, tempting fate, flying circles in the sky. Are you on your way somewhere? Gliding, soaring overhead, you're a sight of glory. Flying away up there so high, I wonder what's your story. Bird alone, flying low, over where the grasses grow, swinging low, out of sight, you'll be singing in the night for Abby Lincoln. Thank you.
Here's a good one.
Yeah, one of his famous pieces called Confirmation. So for my hero, Charlie Parker, 2, 3, 4. The bird. The bird. Bird, the bird, the bird. Charlie Parker was his name. Bird, 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 bird. You heard it every day. The bird would have his way. So they made a movie about Charlie Parker, and they called it Bird. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Clint Eastwood, for making my day by letting Charlie Parker play. I don't know if you saw it or not. Hey, but what happened to Roy Haynes? What about Tommy Potter? Miles Davis? And my ex-husband, Duke Jordan? Well, Mr. Eastwood, that's okay. Right? I don't get alimony. Anyway, hey, but no one could ever really know the soul of Bird, of the bird, Charlie Parker. His fame. We used to have a bass and voice duo together many years ago. Casting a line to you with the moon, which I'm in brightness one night. The time I first saw you, you set my soul afire. My hopes were higher, for I had you, and you had me too. Oh, babe, let's put our past behind us and live now. I know we could be happy, dear, because I love you. Can't live without you. The future stands to reason, I know. At first, it was a game, dear, to ease the hurt and pain, dear, until the pool got too deep. Oh, yes, I was falling. I started to swirl a circle while you stood there just a smiling. Your eyes are the thing that draw me, and so I have to confess. I love you and I want you, so baby, think it over, over. You are so terrific, I gotta be specific. So baby, think, cause I'm sailing my dream boat to you now. Thank you. Remember when we used to do this out of time? You do a crazy thing on the bass and then I'd answer you. We tried all kind of crazy stuff and everybody would laugh and they all thought we were out of our minds. Do you remember? I do. I just want to tell you what a joy it is to sing with you one more time. At first it was a game, dear, to ease her pain, dear, until the pool got too deep. Oh yes, I was falling. I started to swirl and circle while you stood there just a smiling. Your eyes were the thing that drew me, and so I have to confess I love you and I want you. So baby, think it over, 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 over. You are so terrific, I gotta be specific. So baby, think to him, you bet, lo-da-da-ya-do-do-ba-ba. For Charlie Parker. But I can't sing this song, and I'll dedicate this to him. What a day, fortune smiled and came our way, bringing joy I never thought I'd see. 'Cause I'm lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly he came in sight, playing just the way I hoped he'd be. 'Cause I'm lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. I knew at once that I wanted you. I never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud. You picked me from all the crowd. There's no other one I'd rather be. 'Cause I'm lucky to be me. What a day, fortune smiled and came my way, bringing joy I never thought I'd see. The bird I let it love. What a night, suddenly you came just the way I hoped you'd be. But oh, that you did, but I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my love. I knew at once that I wanted you. I never dreamed you'd want me to. So proud, you picked me from all the crowd. There's no other one I'd rather be. But would you like to do a little solo?
Thank you.
stick with me. And he has a very handsome face. I've known him for so many years. Yes, I'm lucky to be me. I can't tell you what a joy it's been to sing with these two wonderful cats, Alan and Harvey, Harvey and Alan, Alan and Harvey, Harvey and Alan, Alan and Harvey, yeah. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. I knew at once that I wanted you. I never dreamed you'd want me to. From all, did she get a call? She didn't let you know. What a drag. Get rid of her. I'm so lucky to be me. Yeah, yeah. I'm so lucky to be me. Yeah, yeah. Lucky, 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 lucky to be me.
Con su disco The Undying Spirit, el baterista E.J. Strickland toca con suficiente solidez para proporcionar a su banda una base sólida y el entusiasmo para que todo brille. Ayuda a que Strickland haya reunido un grupo de gran talento: Jalil Shaw en saxo alto, Luis Perdomo en el piano, su hermano Marcus Strickland en saxos tenor y soprano, y la bajista Linda Oh. Todos ellos aportan una energía ilimitada a este proyecto. Strickland compuso 9 de las 10 pistas, y su éxito proviene en gran medida de la capacidad del líder para inspirar lo mejor de sus músicos. The Undying Spirit, grabación hecha en Nueva York el 2014.
Thank you.
Incentivados por la popularidad de Inner Mountain Flame entre el público rockero, la primera orquesta Mahavishnu se dispuso a definir y refinar aún más su dirección de jazz rock en su segundo y último álbum de estudio. Aunque tiene mucha de la energía del rock y a veces el frenesí competitivo exagerado de su predecesor, Birds of Fire es audiblemente más variado en textura, incluso mejor organizado y afortunadamente más musical en contenido. Un ejemplo notable es la coreografía con precisión de alta velocidad de John McLaughlin, Jerry Goodman y Jan Hammer, todos en una sola mente, apoyados por la percusión de ametralladora de Billy Cobham y el poderoso bajo de Rick Laird. La canción principal es un momento definitorio de la furia casi atonal del grupo. Sin embargo, las piezas musicales más atractivas del disco son las magníficas y casi pastorales secciones de apertura y cierre de Open Country Joy, una improvisación comunitaria relajada y jocosa. Este álbum sigue siendo el elemento clave en la escena discográfica de la primera orquesta Mahavishnu, grabación hecha en Londres y Nueva York en 1972. We'll be right back. Bien, amigos, amigas, así hemos concluido el programa de esta noche. Información adicional la encuentran en el sitio purojazz.com. Y ahora José Oplustil se hace cargo de la programación de Radio Beethoven. Lo hará con sus programas Archivo Maestro y a las 23:30, Siglo XXI. Muy buenas noches.
Radio Beethoven presentó Puro Jazz, con la conducción y producción de Roberto Barahona.